We live in a twilight world and are no friends at dusk. Okay, let's do a quick recording. I work on weekends and yesterday was a really sunny day. Today was a sunny day. So, you know, I've been busy working and, you know, charging up my body using the solar power. But anyway, we're back on it today. And yeah, shit, man, a lot's happened. A lot's happening. And what you might notice with the current nonsense and horseshit going on with the Ukraine-Russia conflict and with illusion warfare in general is the very quick moving on of stories. You know, by the time we've looked at one story, three more have popped up. And it's very hard to keep track of them. It's very hard to keep up with it. But of course, this is all by design. This is what I call blitzkrieg propaganda. Okay, it's all by design. They know that there are people like us out there, you know, us detectives that are going to reverse engineer their propaganda. And they're well prepared for that. That's why they just move on super quick. I must have a backlog of about, well over 100 videos I've bookmarked on Twitter, on YouTube, that I need to, well, I was going to look at and dissect and point out the obvious absurdities going on here, but I can't because it's moving on so quick. Now, of course, if I was to go back now, it would be considered old news. People would go, oh, what, man, that was ages ago. No one cares about that now. Well, now we're looking at X, Y, and Z. Okay. So, yeah, Blitzkrieg, for those that don't know, it originated in the Prussian military. It's most associated with World War II and the Germans, but, you know, loads of people use it. It's a lightning war. Here, I'll read it out. Blitzkrieg, German for lightning war. Military tactic calculated to create psychological shock and result disorganization in enemy forces throughout employment of surprise, speed, and superiority in material or firepower. Blitzkrieg is most commonly associated with Nazi Germany during World War II. Even though numerous combatants used its techniques in that war, its origin, however, can be traced to the 19th century. And elements of Blitzkrieg have been used in present-day conflicts. Yeah. So if you apply that to propaganda, that's exactly what's going on. They're going in hard, moving on to the next thing real quick. Going in hard, moving in to the next thing real quick. This is what the XX do, okay? They're very hard to pin down. And yeah, I mean, in the space of the 4 days I've been away working and sunbathing, we've gone from a so-called endless Ukrainian victory from Kherson to Lyman to a Crimean bridge to the attack in Kiev. And it's just moving so, so quick. And now I've returned back to Russia's running out of weapons. It's so hard to pin down. They're going in full force, moving on to the next thing. Full force, moving on to the next thing. Excellent, really, when you think about it. And with such a big country like Ukraine, it's just hard to grab hold of anything. It's so slippery as it moves on so quick. This is another reason why going there and trying to report on what's going on in reality is going to be real difficult, man. Because wherever you show up, whatever you try and debunk, they will just say, oh, the action's happening on the other side of the country. And then we saw this with my trip to Ukraine, with my trip to Kiev. I was right there in the middle of Kiev, and all the naysayers and haters said, oh, well, the war is really going on in Mariupol. Now, if I would have went to Mariupol, they would obviously have said, oh, the war is actually going on in Kiev. You know, they know the masses. These guys are experts in psychology, reverse psychology, double bluffs, planting seeds, manipulation, you know, you name it, these guys are experts, and they know how to, they know how to deal with us detectives, us truth seekers, us brave souls that are not afraid to question things, no matter how silly it might sound. And they know how to get the masses to be the foot soldiers, the turn the masses into, like, you know, online Agent Smiths that die on the hill of defending the nonsense. So yeah, Blitzkrieg propaganda.